This is a podcast from the University of Manchester's Jodrell Bank Centre for Astrophysics. For the full show and archives, visit jodcast.net.
Answering your questions today is Dr. Adam Avison. Hi, Adam.
Hi.
All of the questions today are from John Brooks, who's asked a series of questions related to photons. And the first one is, where does a photon of light receive its energy from?
Okay, so first, it might be interesting to consider the concept of mass-energy equivalence. So we all know the famous equation E equals mc squared, so this relates mass to energy using the speed of light squared, which kind of means that anything with a certain energy has an equivalent mass, or something, a system with mass has an equivalent energy. And an example to think about is if you heat up, for instance, a lump of lead, as the lead absorbs energy, its mass will increase, even though no matter has been added. It'll be a tiny increase because we've got this speed of light squared, so the speed of light is 300 million meters a second. And if you square that, you get 9 followed by 16 zeros. You've increased the mass of this lead. And then if you let it cool down, its mass will come down again. And then there's this other concept, the law of a fundamental law of the universe, which is the conservation of energy. So you can't create or destroy energy. You can just merely convert it from one form to another. So this system is losing effectively mass, which is equivalently energy. So it needs to go somewhere rather than ceasing to exist. And there you need to release photons. So what is a photon? A photon is a quantized package of energy. And from our lead system, we are releasing infrared photons. I'll get onto sort of that later on. And photons are released from many systems, like in that example, and also electron transitions within atoms. If you get a charged particle whipping around a magnetic field, or the rotation or vibration of molecules will release photons. So this is all energy being removed from a system. So to answer John's question, a photon is just created with its energy. It doesn't sort of exist and then somehow get piled up with energy and then later on exist with less energy. And the characteristic that you associate with a photon is usually its frequency or wavelength, and the frequency depends on the energy that the photon has. So high energy photons have high frequencies, so more oscillations per second, such as gamma and X-rays. And low energy photons, like radio waves, have lower frequencies, so fewer oscillations per second or long wavelengths. And the relationship between a photon's energy and its frequency is given by the formula E equals h nu, where nu is the frequency, and h is something called the Planck constant, which has a value of 6.63 times 10 to the minus 34 joule seconds. Now, this is quite an interesting little formula. It seems very simple, one number times by another, but it does lead into the very weird world of quantum mechanics and why we call a photon a quantized package of energy. Because if you think about that formula, E equals h nu, a photon can't have any energy, any given energy. It has to have a value of this Planck constant h in it. So all the photons in the universe have some factor of h in them, so they are effectively quantized. And it's kind of an odd and slightly unnatural truth, I think, if you think about it, what you'd expect to be reality and what actually turns out to be when you measure it. And this is the basis of quantum mechanics. And if you're kind of interested in that, I could recommend a book called Quantum, Einstein, Bohr, and the Great Debate About the Nature of Reality by Manjit Kumar, which I read earlier this year, and it's a great introduction. It does some very, very introductory level bits of quantum mechanics, sort of with diagrams and things, and then the rest of the book is just about the history and who was key in developing quantum mechanics, which is a great read because there were some interesting characters: Einstein, Bohr, Dirac, all these characters that you hear about in your first year at university studying physics.
Cool. So basically, photons created with a fixed amount of energy that is basically part of its identity. It's just a packet of energy, and that determines its wavelength. So the follow-on question, also from John Brooks, is, so how, once a photon's created, how far can it go with that energy? How long can a photon of light exist, basically?
Well, those two questions can get kind of bundled together. So a photon travels at the speed of light, which is the universal speed limit, and has no mass. And as such, it will travel forever, indefinitely, until it interacts with something. So if you had one photon in an infinite universe, which was a perfect vacuum, so no other particles in it, then your photon would exist forever. It would travel for an infinite time, covering an infinite distance.
And so what happens when you stop a photon of light?
Basically, when a photon interacts with matter, one of the ways it can be stopped is its absorption. And when you absorb a photon, a number of things can happen. One, if you've got a high enough energy photon, it can transfer all its energy to an electron, which, if it's high enough energy, can allow the electron to escape. So you ionize your atom. You've now got a nuclei with a positive charge and an electron that's whipped off, and your photon that you started out with is gone. Slightly lower energy photons, you can you move electrons about within the atom. They have different sort of energy states that they can exist in, and so your atom becomes excited for a little while, and then after a certain amount of time, it becomes de-excited, and another photon is emitted from the atom as the energy is released from the system, and so on a larger scale. So moving from the atomic world, we stop photons all the time in our telescopes. You know, they hit our dishes and are reflected, and then land on our CCDs, our radio receivers, and allow us to observe the universe. I did have another interpretation of John's final question: if you could stop a photon, which was, I wondered if he imagined you could pause one in the, just freeze it in midair, and that just made my head hurt a lot. I think you would have to find a quantum mechanic or a Time Lord or someone to answer that question.
Great. Thanks a lot, Adam.